We all know the big game can get pretty unpredictable, which is why you need a connection that is anything but to watch it. With the Xfinity 10G network, you get the reliable connection you need to stream your favorite sports, from football to football, everything in between. Catch it all on the network made for streaming. Treat yourself to front row seats to all the games and get way more into all the sports you're into when you stream on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
All right, welcome to another episode of Kane Collects, and I'm very excited to introduce my next guest here. For I know a lot of you guys are into this kind of stuff. I'm kind of new to it. I know a little bit about it, so I'm hoping to get educated as well. Joining me now is Beth Berlin of Motor City Comic Con, which is coming up this week. And Beth, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Beth, before we get into a lot of the in-depth stuff about the show and everything, can you let everyone know the dates of the show and the times that you guys are open?
Absolutely. So the show is going to be November 10th, 11th, and 12th. On the 10th, which is Friday, we are open from 12 to 7 p.m. On Saturday, we're open from 10 to 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's 10 to 5.
Okay.
And it's at the Suburban Showplace the Suburban Collections Showplace in Novi, Michigan.
And tickets and things like that, do you have to buy them in advance? Can you buy them at the door? And how do you go about all that?
You can actually do either. You can go onto our website, www.motorcitycomiccon.com, and you can order tickets. Follow the directions and you can order tickets there. Or you can go the day of the show and pick them up.
All right. And you guys, how often do you guys do this for people that don't know about this or, you know, are just hearing about it now?
Okay. Well, we started after COVID to do two shows a year. We've been doing shows for 30 years, but it was always just a spring show. But since COVID, we decided that we would do two shows a year. So we have one in November. And then one in the weekend after Mother's Day in May.
Awesome. Awesome. So I take it since you're doing not just 1 year now, you're doing 2 years, you get really good attendance and turnout for this?
Yes. Yeah. We're always hoping that that happens. You know, there's no guarantee, but we are obviously always hoping that it happens. But so far, it's been really good attendance.
So for someone who's never been to this before, what can they expect when they show up? And, you know, is it madness, or is there a directory? I mean, can they get around to see their favorite, favorite comic guests and things like that?
Yeah. So we put together a program guide that has everything that's going on at the show. It's got a map so that they can, if they're looking for a particular person, they can see where they're located on the map. It has a list of all the activities that are going on. That's pretty much your directory for, you know, we have an itinerary of everything that's happening that day, from panels to events to activities. So the program guide is really going to be important for them to pick up when they come.
When you buy tickets, is there a ticket for like each day, or is there a weekend pass ticket? Is that all explained on the website, I assume?
Yeah, it depends on what you want. You can buy a single day pass for either Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The prices are different, you know, depending on the day that you come. You can buy a 3-day pass that would obviously get you to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we also have a VIP pass, and that gives you special gifts. And especially when you go to see the celebrities, there's a separate line for the VIP to stand in versus anybody else who's coming. And that line moves a little quicker.
And we're going to get to some of those headliners that you have showing up. With the tickets, what do you get with the tickets? Do you just get entry fee? Do you get to photo ops? You get autographs? Or is that extra? How does that work?
So the ticket gets you entry into the show and all of the panels that both the celebrity and the comic guests do throughout the weekend. There's no charge for any of those for this show. Sometimes there is a show charge, but not for this show. If you want to buy an autograph or a photo op, those are extra.
And you can pay for those while you're at the show?
You can purchase them ahead of time if you want. Again, you would go on our website and that would explain everything, but you can also buy them at the show.
And I'm assuming, depending on like who you're looking to get an autograph or picture with, prices vary depending on who it's for.
Yes, we don't set those prices. Those prices are set by each of the guests that come in. And so they do vary quite a bit.
And also, like I said, for people that haven't attended before, I have not gone before, but like, do you, people come dressed up as their favorite characters and things like that? Is that encouraged? Is what's not encouraged? You know what I mean? Things like to get, I don't want people to be stuck outside or whatever. So, I mean, can you explain that part?
Well, I think you're talking about what we call cosplay.
Okay.
Where people come dressed in all different kind of costumes. And we do encourage that. It's a big part of the comic book, the convention experience. We have adults and children of all, you know, anybody of all ages dresses up from, you know, and it's typically your favorite character. You know, some people dress in Mario or Luigi, and some people do the superheroes. And we have two different cosplay contests. One is Saturday for the adults at 6:30. And there are prizes for that, and we have judging for that, though. So that's a big thing. And then we have on Sunday at 2:30, we have a kids cosplay contest. And our group that's called the 501st, which is Star Wars group, they run that for the kids and give prizes and stuff. So definitely come as your favorite character.
It always looks really fun, sounds really fun. What like vendors, or do you have what do they sell? Do they sell comic books? Do they sell posters, like you know, cosplay costumes? Like what kind of vendors and things like that can people expect?
You have all kinds of vendors. So first you have your vendors that will bring the comic books, that will bring the toys, you know, whether they'll be the older stuff or the current stuff, you know, Funko Pops, you know,
like action figures,
stuffed action figures, different stuffed animals. Then we also have crafters that are creating their own comic book character related, you know, art that you can purchase there. And then we have what we call Artist Alley too, where you have different artists who are comic book writers or creators that bring their original art just to sell, and different comic books for you to buy. And then you can have them sign it for you too.
Can you expand on the Artist Gallery or Alley? I'm sorry, Artist Alley.
Okay, so the Artist Alley are your professional comic book artists that come in and share what they've created, whether they've worked on Spider-Man or Avengers or any of the other comic books, whether they've written or drawn for them. They come in and they bring their art to share with people and that you can purchase. The interesting thing we're having this show is that we have a company, they're called CGC, and they will authenticate, like if you get a signature by an artist, they will authenticate that signature, which is something that you really want to do.
That is actually really cool, because on this show, we actually talk a lot about trading cards, and CGC mm-hmm. has dipped into like authenticating and grading a lot of trading cards. So we know what they do, like as far as, you know, comics and things like that. So can people bring their own stuff already that they didn't have, you know, signed or purchased at the show to get authenticated by CGC, or are they just doing stuff that you got at the show?
You can do either one. You can do it at the show, or you can bring some of your own. There may be a different price for the ones that you bring that weren't done at the show, but you can bring both.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah, that would be an interest to a lot of our listeners. It sounds like you could do a lot. Like there's a lot to do, a lot to see, a lot to maybe buy. So like maybe you could be there all day. Is there like a food court or anything like that as well too?
Oh yeah. You know? Yeah. It actually is an experience when that will take you the whole day. If you really want to experience it, you need to start in the morning and then stay the whole day, because there's panels that are going on all day long. Different celebrity panels that will be talking about their experiences, different comic book panels. It's an all day event.
That's awesome. I mean, I take it they sometimes even take questions from the crowd, a little interactive.
Oh yes. Yes. The majority of the panels, you know, they'll take about 30 minutes and have a conversation, and then they will take questions so that people from the audience can stand up and ask a question.
That's awesome. So let's get into some of the good stuff.
Okay.
How many guest appearances or, you know, people are you expecting to I know things always change possibly last minute with cancellations, but how many do you expect before I get into specifics?
Well, right now we have 24 Comet guests, and we have 30, 25. I'm looking at my list here. We have 32 celebrity guests.
Awesome. So, I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
What are some headliners?
Well, David Harbour is one of our biggest ones. And, you know, I'm probably not supposed to say it, but, from, you know, Stranger Things.
It's okay. We'll keep it a secret.
And we have James and Oliver Phelps and their Harry Potter. Walter Koenig from Star Trek, you know, Scott Patterson, he's from, you know, Gilmore Girls. Lorraine Bracco, which is Sopranos. I mean, it just runs the gamut. Billy Dee Williams, there's another Star Wars. Doug Jones, we have an interesting thing going on with him. He's got a new movie that's going to be coming out in a couple weeks. And we are offering free tickets for a premiere movie to premiere his new movie at the Imagine Theater on Saturday at 8 o'clock. After the show, you can pick up tickets at his booth for the free movie. And then after the movie, he's going to go out and do a panel for those people at the movie theater.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
So that's really cool. Something extra. But yeah, I mean, I could keep going. You know, I can give you more lists of names if you want them.
Do you have some of the lists also on the website as well? I mean, because I know you can't get through the whole thing.
Right. Everyone is listed on the website. So if you just went onto the website and you went on to guests and then chose celebrities, everybody is listed there. It lists the days that they're going to be in attendance at the show, times that, you know, if somebody's coming early or leaving late, it lists the times. It gives you also their pricing, because each, like you said earlier, each person has their own pricing. So you can look that up to see what the pricing is.
Who are you excited to see, Beth? I mean, who are you personally looking forward to?
I actually am interested in seeing Scott Patterson, because I just recently watched The Gilmore Girls. I had never seen it when it originally came out, and I enjoyed the show, so I'd like to meet him. And for me, Billy Dee Williams, because my husband and our first date that we ever went on was a movie that Billy Dee Williams starred in. So
he's definitely a crowd favorite. I know that. Is there, like, as far as people bringing in anything to sign, what's some of the craziest things you've seen or heard about that people ask to get signed at one of these shows? Is there anything off limits? I guess it's up to maybe to the celebrity or the guest, but.
Correct. I mean, you could bring something in and the guest might say, yeah, I'm not comfortable signing that. But honestly, I have not seen that happen as of yet. Uh-huh. And the pricing is different if you just want them to sign like a picture.
Yeah.
Or if you bring in the Funko Pop, or you bring in, like we had Carl Weathers for our last May show, and people were bringing in boxing gloves and boxing trunks for him to sign. So those prices are a little bit different.
And that stuff would be all very cool to get authenticated by CGC right there. I mean, do you know how fast the turnaround is, or maybe you pay extra for a one day turnaround, or they have to come back? Any idea?
Yeah. And actually for the celebrities, we have a different company that's coming out. They're called JSA.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they'll authenticate it right on the spot.
Oh, okay. Well, plus it's easy if they have a rep standing right there. It's not like they have to go through anything, you know, log it into the computer, give it a number, sticker and certificate, whatever.
And that's what does happen. You'll walk out with a sticker for authentication right then and there.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Is there anything new this year that you haven't done before, or anything that you guests have kind of asked about or maybe given tips on?
Well, we have two other events that we're having at the show. One is called Icon Tournaments, and it's gaming tournaments. So, you know, things like Mario or Smash Brothers, or I think another one is Mortal Kombat, and you can do a whole weekend pass for $15, and you can participate in as many tournaments as you want. And those tournaments will have prizes for them, or you can just, if you're only there one day, it's $12. But they'll be there all day, and they are going to have on Friday and Saturday, they'll be doing tournaments till 9 o'clock. So they're going after hours. So the show closes at 7, but the tournaments will run till 9 o'clock. And then we're also having an escape room.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You know, they have a room and they're actually going to set it up like you would if you went to an on-site one, where it'll have a room where you have to find and answer the clues to escape the room.
Wow, that sounds like there's a ton to do. I mean, maybe the 3-day pass is the way to go for some people if they have the time this weekend to get away.
Right. And I know that Friday is Veterans Day, so that a lot of people will have that day off work.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I have not been to one. I always wanted to go to one, look forward to possibly going to one. Maybe I can get out this weekend. Who knows?
Well, but, we hope to see you there.
Will you be there, Beth?
Absolutely. I'll be there.
I'll let you know if I come on out. Another topic of interest or things that interest a lot of our listeners is, so we do a lot of cards on this show. Will there be like any Pokemon or Magic Gathering or anything like that as far as like tables or booths or vendors or anything like that?
A lot of the vendors will have that. That's actually my son who comes out. Those are the things that he's looking for. So they're definitely there. And you can, you know, sometimes they have it in the pack, but most of them have them out. So you go through and you pick which ones you want. And obviously there are different prices for the different cards, but absolutely there's cards there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because you're hitting all the, you know, all the spots here pretty much, except for just basically sports. But I mean, that's, you know, it's Motor City Comic Con, so we understand why.
So. You may have some vendors who have some sports related things.
Oh, really? You've seen it before where there's, I mean, I know it's not the main focus, of course, but they might, because they know people there collect things in general. So maybe they just
right
inside and things like that.
Right. Absolutely. Oh.
That's good to know. And that's a decent spot to maybe get a nice pickup that other people don't know, you know,
right,
that's there. I mean, that's always part of the fun, finding things where you don't expect to find them too.
Absolutely.
Beth, thank you so much for joining me. You know what? Maybe we can do a recap as well after the show is over. I know we'll do at least another one before the next show coming too. Is there any plans to add a third show, or is this where you guys are at two right now and you're good at two?
No, I'm good at two. It takes a lot to plan a whole show. Mm-hmm. So 6 months between each one of them is the perfect amount of time.
I think that's why you got to get to one of these people. I mean, they're only two a year, and you heard Beth, they're not doing any more as of right now, unless the demand gets too crazy and you have to, right? You have to
right
give people what they want. But Beth, thanks a lot for joining me. She's the show manager for the Motor City Comic Con coming up this weekend in Novi. Go to the website, check out all the details for pricing. Like that, she had mentioned the hours earlier in the episode here, but it's all on the website. And like I said, thanks for joining me, Beth. And as always, guys, I'm on social media, Kane Collects on Instagram, KHANG. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Let a friend or family member know. YouTube as well, Kane Collects. And as always, keep collecting.